This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. A bill to prohibit payroll deductions for union dues prompted hours of impassioned testimony Thursday.
Teachers, firemen, police, these are the people you trust every day to take care of everything in our communities. But you insult us by telling us we're not smart enough to know if we want things taken out of our paychecks.
It's the fourth annual try for the so-called Paycheck Protection Act, pushed by the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. Law B President Stephen Wagasback says it's about drawing a bright line between political organizations and public employees.
What if this bill said any pro-choice public employee could have the government collect Planned Parenthood dues? What about the same for a pro-life employee who wants to pay membership to the Family Forum?
The bill's author, Lafayette Representative Stuart Bishop.
I don't want our government involved. It is an inappropriate relationship for state and local to provide a membership support structure of any kind for political organizations.
Monroe Representative Marcus Hunter wondered why they were taking attention and energy away from the real problem, the budget, and spending it on debating union payroll deductions.
This is absolutely ridiculous to me, but I just don't understand the benefit. Nobody has been able to articulate to me in the past 4 years I've been here why this is needed.
Director of the state's Professional Firefighters Association, Chad Major, had an explanation.
This is obvious as to what the bill represents, and that is we're going to step on the unions.
Despite dozens who spoke and hundreds who filed cards in opposition, a 9-6 favorable vote advances the bill to the House floor. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.